This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Today, we've got a special interview with Diego Garcia, the former frontman of popular indie rockers Elephant. He's released his debut solo album, Laura, and it's one of the most intoxicating albums we've heard in quite some time. But first, kicking things off, we go all the way back to 1993 for the indie rock band Le Mans, who hailed from Spain. Let's listen to the track Un Rayo de Sol, or A Ray of Sunshine, a track that was way ahead of its time and sounds like it could have been recorded yesterday.
Otra vez, en el bar, todo el día sirviendo vasos y café. Ah, él sabe dónde estoy. Vino ayer, se sentó, le gustó bailar con ella en el bar. Ah, le he visto sonreír. Se sentaron en la mesa para descansar. Otra vez en el bar.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. We'll be right back. That was Argentine electronic tango crew Tangueto with their genius cover of New Order's Blue Monday. The song appears on the motion picture soundtrack for the 2006 film La Mujer de Mi Hermano. And now let's take a trip down to Colombia. Aterciopelados are perhaps the country's most important Latin alternative act. They really hit their stride on the trip-hop fused and Grammy-nominated album Caribe Atómico. Let's take a listen to the gorgeous track Mañana from that album. This is the Latin Alternative.
It's the Latin Alternative Podcast, exit97.7.org.
You're tuned into the Latin Alternative. I'm here in San Francisco today with Diego Garcia, who has released, I would say, one of our favorite records of the year. For those who are new to the music of Diego Garcia, he was the front man of the indie rock group Elephant, a group that really had more in common, I think, with bands like Interpol or Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and has really made an incredible musical evolution with his debut solo album, Laura. Diego, welcome to the Latin Alternative.
Josh, it's a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. You know, people who listen to the show are already quite familiar with your song, You Were Never There, and we're going to be playing that in a little bit. But first, I'd like to just briefly have you talk about your music. Some people would be curious to know the path you followed from Elephant to this new album, which is a very different musical direction.
You know, around 2005, I went through a breakup and sort of took me 4 or 5 years to deal with it. And in that time, I wrote a bunch of songs addressing all the different feelings you go through when dealing with that kind of stuff. When it came time to record them, it just made sense that, you know, the message was a bit more personal and sort of led me to this record, I think, you know.
It's interesting, too. I think on some level, I mean, there's people talk about the Morrissey connection. Mm-hmm. In Latin, you know, if you go to a Morrissey concert in LA, it's probably 90% Latino crowd, you know, and there is some sort of connection, I feel like, in your music. And could you talk a little bit about sort of balancing the both the Anglo and the Latin influences?
Yeah, I can't explain the Morrissey phenomenon. That's for psychology.
I think college theses that haven't explained it away.
Exactly. But for me, I made a record that just was true to my story. You know, I'm a first generation Latino. My parents are from Argentina. I was born in Detroit. You know, grew up in Florida, was educated in English. I think in English. I speak in English, but I'm also very proud of my roots. And so I just wanted to make a record that finally was true to that. And I think there's a lot of kids out there that relate to that story. And hence, maybe I might, you know, share a bit of a, I don't know what you say, a following, you know, that come along for that ride because they understand what I'm talking about. So for the recording, we made an effort to go back to the late 60s, early 70s, La Época de Oro, and sort of try to channel what those romantics were doing. And in the arrangement, we added a nylon string guitar, which is very Latin, you know, and the cello was obviously very Latin and the way it's being played. And so, but I do sing in English, and it's a nice balance, I think, you know. It's fresh.
You mentioned the cello, and I think that's probably a perfect segue, actually, to my favorite song off the record, You Were Never There. Why don't you just briefly tell us a little bit about the song, and then we'll go right into it.
Well, You Were Never There was written in Los Angeles with a friend of mine, actually, Danny Harrison, at his Brentwood house. He was going through a tough time also with his girl, and so just was good timing. I had the melody, I had the idea, and the chorus kind of humming in my head, and he helped with some of the lyrics. So it's a very LA song. You know, I'm very proud of it as well. It's sort of one of the sunnier tracks on the record.
You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there.
We just heard You Were Never There from Diego Garcia, and we're going to check out another tune that I think really shows the Latin influences. What I love, though, is that, you know, Diego, you sing in English, which I think brings you to a wider audience than a lot of the artist folks might hear coming from Argentina or Mexico or a lot of the other countries. Tell us, though, about the song Stay. I mean, it's got a really intimate sound.
It's a song dealing with, again, the melody of love, and this song was written in New York. I was living in Chinatown at the time. Every night I'd hit this one bar and I'd have a few drinks, sometimes a few too many drinks. And on that walk back home, I would pass a building that my ex decided to move into, which was difficult because she, on top of moving in next door to me, moved into a sort of glass penthouse stuck on top of this building. So I had, if I wanted to, the ability to look into her life. I mean, literally see if there was a man with her, see if she was home, if she was away, if the lights were on. And I would refuse to look up many nights, but sometimes I'd take a peek. And so the song sort of touches on that, you know. I walk in the night by your house again. Oh, how we both pretend that our love is dead, you know. And the song kind of wrote itself after that.
Let's hear that track, Stay, from Diego Garcia.
I walk in the night by your house again. Oh, how we both pretend so much to defend. You offer a kiss in a block of ice. Your friends offer cold advice. Frozen and precise. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. And take me away from these lights I know. From these long nights I know. From these wrong nights I know. Look in my eyes, what you see is hell. Can you save me from myself? Get me feeling well. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. Thank you. I know. From these long nights I know. From these wrong nights.
This is Diego Garcia and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Going back to 1996, we just heard the MTV Unplugged edition of Soda Stereo's classic Ella Usó Mi Cabeza Como Un Revolver, or She Used My Head as a Revolver. And now we'll check out a new artist that's been stuck in my head quite a bit these days. Ray Pila hails from Mexico. And the group's leader, Diego Solarzano, used to be the frontman for pop alternative group Los Dynamite. His new project, Ray Pila, recalls other falsetto-friendly acts like Foster the People and Passion Pit. Let's take a listen to the track Crashing Cars off the album Ray Pila. Listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. That was Shine Down, the new single from Jimena Sariñana, one of the most interesting young singer-songwriters in Mexico. That song was actually produced by Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio.
This is the Latin Alternative.
It's the Latin Alternative Podcast, exit977.org.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Now it's time for some Chilean funk and hip-hop from Bitman and Roban, one of the many aliases of the turntable artist currently going by the name Latin Bitman. Here's the jam, Tatita.
Destruye, se caen los huesos, la piel se estira, todo lo que tiene ritmo respira, todo tiene ritmo, todo se menea, aunque seas parapléjico, tu corazón bombea,
todo el tiempo un patrón de movimiento. Uso mis latidos como instrumento. Todo lo que suena lo siento, aunque sea sordo lo siento. Hay que moverse, hay que asumir el rol, como los planetas giran alrededor del sol. La misma órbita, diferente velocidad, desafiando la ley de gravedad. El volumen de tu cuerpo dando un concierto, como un huracán moviendo el viento. Todo se mueve, la tierra se mueve, las piernas se mueven, el agua se mueve, el tiempo se mueve, la sangre se mueve. Cuando yo recito, tú te mueves. Todo se mueve, la tierra se mueve, las piernas se mueven, el agua se mueve, el tiempo se mueve, la sangre se mueve. Cuando yo canto, tú te mueves. El sonido baila, aunque no lo veas, sube y baja como la marea. Te detienes, el corazón se atora. Lo que no se mueve, no se mejora. Se enferma y se queda quieto. No se reproduce, envejece sin nietos. Por eso no hay excusa para el que no menea. Si no tienes cuerpo, menea las ideas. Por Dios, menea lo que sea. Si no, pela cuti, te va a dar con la correa. No te justifique, no quiero quejas. Si te aburres solo, pues busca una pareja. Lo mío con lo tuyo rima, como Perú rima con Lima. Baila con todo lo que te rodea, cuerpo con cuerpo como si fuera una pelea. Nuestra movida violentamente matadora, ayudo, lambadas, patadas voladoras. Tírame con todo, pero que sea ahora. Se juntó la batidora con la lavadora. Todo se mueve, la tierra se mueve, las piernas se mueven, el agua se mueve, el tiempo se mueve, la sangre se mueve. Cuando yo recito, tú te mueves. Cuando yo canto, tú te mueves.
That was Calle 13 and the track Todo Se Mueve, or Everything Moves, from their latest album, Entren Los Que Quieren. The song is a collaboration with Seyon Kuti, the youngest son of Afrobeat legend Fela Kuti. If you like what you've been hearing, join us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative or follow us on Twitter at Latin Alt. And now it's time for a pair of cover songs. Let's check out Mexican art rock icons Café Tacuba and their cover of Los Tres's Déjate Caer. We'll follow it with Señor Coconut's irreverent cover of Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water.
Déjate caer, déjate caer. La tierra es al revés, la sangre es amarilla. Déjate caer, el viento ya no sopla, la boca bien cerrada. Amárrate los pies, piensa en tu madre y déjate
mira el cielo, se ve, y a la tierra alma desertora. Explica.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Smoke on the water.
up in the Grand Hotel. It was empty, cold and dead. The rolling truck stones playing just outside, making up music there. With the few ring lights, a few old bits, we made a place to swear.
Just heard Senor Coconut and his lounge-friendly cover of the Deep Purple classic Smoke on the Water. And wrapping things up today, let's check out a blast of classic Latin soul from Ray Barreto. Yep, it's Right On.
This is the Latin Alternative. I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
It's the Latin Alternative Podcast, exit97.7.org.